Our guest at the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner, Crystal Kirkendall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you all did a story about the government shutdown, partial government shutdown, and that's about all we hear in the national news media right now. I haven't heard much about it locally, but you all did do a story in the last few days about how it's affecting Hunt County.
Yes, I think primarily the effect has been for people trying to get student loan paperwork through and for farms and farmers who are waiting on farm service agency payments and loans and that sort of thing. The Farm Service Agency and other agencies that handle farm payments and assistance, they are not allowed to sign anything, issue any checks, and no checks that they already had signed can be cashed during the shutdown. So, you know, while we haven't reached out to every farm in the county, the numbers say about 3 out of every 10 farms right now are needing assistance because of the tariffs and some other things. So, it's hard to say without, calling every farm, but definitely some of them in the state are feeling the effect.
And then some effect as far as student loan applications and
yes, and
processing.
Also home loans that that require, federally, insured home loans or whatever. And then also SBA loans. I just read today that all SBA loans are on hold right now.
Do you have any idea how many federal workers that we have who are not able to work or they're working and not being compensated in Hunt County?
No, I don't. We've looked for that information, but it's not surprising that we can't find it easily, given that the federal government can't even tell us how many people are on its payroll.
Well, we'll all hope that is mercifully over before too much longer.
I hope so. I'm tired of hearing about it just as much as I'm tired of writing about it.
Absolutely. One thing I have been a little confused about is the situation with the Hunt County judge. And, of course, Judge John Horn tragically passed away last year and unexpectedly. But since then, there have been temporary county judges. Jim Bob Latham did it for a while, and then I believe Eric Evans has been appointed now as a temporary judge.
Yes.
But they're still looking, they're interviewing people to take over on a permanent basis until November 2020?
Yes. I believe that the state law leaves it up to the county commissioners whether they want to hold a special election or just appoint someone, sort of hire someone, with an interview process and all that. And, special elections aren't cheap. It's expensive to hold an election. Mm. And beyond just the printing costs, you've got to, pay people to open the polls and all that stuff. It's not cheap. So, some would argue they're being fiscally responsible, and others would say the people should have a voice. So it's interesting, but I certainly have been impressed with the county commissioners that I've heard speak individually about the county's business, and I don't really, I think it's okay. They just certainly are taking their time. They're certainly interviewing the candidates and stuff. So
it's a long time to wait until November 2020 to have the election.
I agree, and it was a little bit alarming to me when I first heard it, but apparently it's allowed under the law. So
we're talking with Crystal Kirkendall, editor of the Herald Banner, and you all have been covering the fact that county's trying to get Department of Public Safety driver's license office again. After that's a kind of a strange story.
Yes, it is a strange story. We're kind of back where we started. We started with the county having a DPS office and county. I mean, a county-owned building, and apparently DPS had not been charged rent for ever since they had the office there. And I believe early last year, the late John Horn had sent a letter to the state saying, we need you to start paying rent or we need that space. And I guess it just never transpired into an agreement on rent. So eventually the office was closed, and now I guess in December the Department of Public Safety said, okay, we're looking for office space to rent in Greenville, and this is how many square feet we need, and they put an ad in the paper, and the county has now said, hey, we've got some space that you can rent, but you got to pay for it. So, which is fair, of course it's fair. I was surprised to hear that they hadn't paid for it for so long.
Yeah, me too.
How did that happen?
So people have been having to go out of the county to renew their driver's licenses.
Yes, I've heard a lot of people say they're going to Sulphur Springs and Rockwall.
And you went to Sulphur Springs.
Emory, I did go to Sulphur Springs when I moved here last summer.
So anyway, that should be resolved, we hope, before long, and people be able to renew their driver's license in Greenville again. So we're nearing some kind of resolution on this dispute over the city buying the old Safeway building to the west of the municipal building.
Yes, from what we the mayor said at the town hall meeting that was earlier this month, that the city council meeting on Tuesday the 22nd, I believe.
That's tomorrow night.
He said that would be when they make up their mind. They got an extension on that contract agreement with the negotiated price of $475,000 for the old grocery store property, and the extension expires the first week of February. So they have to decide something, or they'll have to call another special meeting. But he did say that would be the last opportunity for people to make their voices heard about that proposed purchase. And so we'll be covering that in the Herald Banner, of course. And if you have strong opinions about it, we encourage you to show up and tell people how you feel.
Tuesday night.
Yes.
Good. Crystal, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Crystal Kirkendall, Herald Banner editor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.